Hello, good evening.
Hi.
Oh, hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay. And I didn't understand what you said. My opinion on what?
It's mostly on issues facing the community, ma'am. Are you in a place you can talk safely and openly on your phone? Okay, ma'am. You've reached in your cell phone. Oh, okay. And moving on, ma'am, does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay, are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say definitely vote? Probably vote.
Definitely.
Okay, ma'am. And just for statistical purposes, may I know your age?
62.
Wow, you sound young. Okay, ma'am, just to make sure we're presenting, everybody, may I know your race?
Yep, Caucasian.
Okay, ma'am. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am, I want to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of a 0 to 100. 100 means very favorable. 100 means very favorable. 0 means very unfavorable. If you don't know the person or organization, you can tell me as well. For example, the critical race theory, ma'am, from a 0 to 100.
Well, I'm for it. So I don't know if you, like, in other words, I think it should be taught in school. So I don't know if I'd say 100 on that, or if you're trying to say, do you not want it taught?
Oh, you can read how you feel towards that. 100 means very favorable. 0 means very unfavorable. Any number between a 0 to 100 is acceptable.
Okay. So 100, I'm very favorable.
Okay. What about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT, from a 0 to 100?
Is that like a union?
It doesn't say in the survey, ma'am, but it just says the American Federation of Teachers.
All right, I'm just going to say 60.
60, okay. What about Joe Biden from a 0 to 100?
I'm going to say 75.
Okay. And public school teachers from a 0 to 100?
I would give them an 85.
85, okay. What about public schools from a 0 to 100?
In North Carolina, I don't have a lot of experience with the public schools, because my children were raised in New York. But is this a nationwide survey or just for North Carolina?
Yes, ma'am. We're just focusing on North Carolina. And your opinion
counts
every number from 0 to 100. Uh-huh.
Okay. So from what I understand, the schools in North Carolina are not that great. So I'm going to give it a 50.
50. Okay, ma'am. What about your local school board from a 0 to 100?
I don't really know them, but I would give them a 50, too.
50, okay. What about Donald Trump from a 0 to 100?
Are there negative numbers that I can choose?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, then 0.
Okay, and public charter schools from a 0 to 100?
I give them a 50. Just because sometimes they take monies away from the public schools, and sometimes they're not – well, you don't need to know my reasoning, right?
Your feedback is highly welcome. Not a problem, ma'am, and we do welcome it. So what about Black Lives Matter or BLM?
Oh, okay. I would give them a 95. The
95.
Only 5% that I like cut off is that at some of the Black Lives Matter functions, there's been some vandalism, and I don't hold with that.
No problem, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. And moving on, ma'am. Well, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'm going to say fair.
Okay. What about, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students, Ben? Would you say public schools or charter schools?
I'm going to say public schools.
Public schools.
Just worry about charter schools. Sometimes they, you know, like they'll get very specific, or they may be like religious orientated, and so they don't do a good job educating and identifying people with special needs.
So would you say public schools much better or public schools somewhat better?
Somewhat.
Somewhat better, okay. And moving on, ma'am. Well, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life, generally speaking. How well do you think public schools do at preparing students for the following? Again, I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means you
okay.
keep up. Mm-hmm. 10 means public yep. schools prepare them very well. 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. So, for example, be ready for a higher education like college from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate them?
0 to 10. I'd give them a 6.
What about grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math? From a 0 to a 10, how much would you give them?
I'd give them a 9 on that.
Okay. What about develop social skills from a 0 to a 10? How much would you give them?
I would give them a 6 again.
Okay. And understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world from a 0 to a 10.
Wow. I have a feeling it's like a 4.
A 4. Okay.
Yeah.
And what about this one? Develop critical thinking skills from a 0 to a 10.
Yeah, I would give that a 5.
Okay. And compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market from a 0 to a 10?
I would give them a 6, maybe.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am. Well, thank you so much for your responses so far. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or about the right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
Not enough. Okay. And moving on, ma'am. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Would you say a yes or a no?
I would say no. And now you're making me feel ashamed.
No problem. No problem, ma'am. Your feedback is welcome. That's okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about the critical race theory, ma'am? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Yeah, I watch the news. I do, like, BBC and you know, various outlets online. And so it's been in the news quite frequently. And I've seen what, like, DeSantis has done down in Florida, which is abhorrent. So, you know, yeah, I guess I'm familiar with it. I'm not saying I'm, like, a student of it, but I'm familiar with it.
Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all, ma'am?
A lot.
No problem. Well, as you may have heard, ma'am, the critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics to education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT ban?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Would you say agree?
I agree. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. And how much would you say you have heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Well, I would kind of say a lot. My local public library has books that are marked with crosses on them to indicate if they're okay for Christians. So I would say a lot.
A lot. All right, and, well, tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements.
Hello?
The first one, yes, ma'am. I want to know whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Would you say public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the U.S. and how it continues to affect us today? Would you say you agree
Absolutely.
Or disagree with that?
Agree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly agree. All right. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
Strongly agree.
Okay, ma'am. What about this one, ma'am? Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I agree, but I also think teachers a lot of times will, like, slant education for their own purposes or their own doctrine or whatever. So I agree, but not strongly agree.
You say then somewhat agree or...?
Somewhat agreed, yes.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Well, thank you for your responses so far, ma'am. Moving on. I'm just going to read to you a list of ideas some say would help improve the quality of public schools. I just want you to tell me if you support or oppose them. For example, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Would you say you support or oppose that?
Support it.
Strongly or someone?
Strongly.
Okay. And what about this one? Increasing discipline in schools? Would you say you support or oppose that?
Somewhat support. I mean, you have to have order, but I don't want it to be, you know, Nazi Germany.
I understand. No problem. Yeah. No problem, ma'am. What about this one, ma'am? Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum, would you say you support or oppose that?
Yes, strongly support.
Strongly support. All right, ma'am. And what about this one? Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their schools, would you say you support or oppose that?
I don't support that. I think it should be... I think they should listen to the parents, but I don't think they should, you know, I think there's a certain education level that they need to be able to, they need a certain amount of freedom to be able to teach the kids, and you're not going to please everybody all the time.
No problem.
So I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it when parents show up at a meeting and, you know, want to ban books or something.
No problem. In that case, would you can say strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Okay. So I'd say oppose just because I don't want individual parents necessarily dictating curriculum.
Okay.
Not to say they should be listened to. But.
Would you say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat opposed.
What about
because
this one?
Because I think they should be listened to. Yeah.
I understand, ma'am. I see what you're saying. What about this one, ma'am? Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Would you support or oppose that?
I would strongly oppose that.
No problem. Well, thank you so far for your responses, ma'am. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, would you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
I would strongly support that. I don't understand why you wouldn't, I guess.
No problem, ma'am. Okay. Well, moving on, ma'am. We would like to know. I'm going to read to you some arguments that others might make about education in America. I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means you find it a very convincing argument. 0 means it's not at all a convincing argument. You can use any number between a 0 to a 10. For example, the first... Okay, then the first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From a 0 to a 10, how much convincing of an argument do you feel this is?
I would give that a 10.
A 10, no problem. All right. What about this one, ma'am? We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matters. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am, how convincing of an argument do you feel this is?
I think it's like an 8.
An 8. What about this?
I feel that sometimes teachers are a little too arrogant in their own intelligence, and that sometimes they need to be open to other people's ideas and listen to other people's ideas.
No problem.
A big First Amendment person, so.
I see, ma'am. Not a problem. What about this last one for this section? It says, working for
diversity. Poor thing.
No, ma'am.
You got me as a...
No. I'm glad. I'm glad that I got you. We always welcome feedback, and that's very welcome, ma'am. This one says, ma'am, hey, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing is that?
10.
A 10.
I definitely think that's important.
I understand. Well, sometimes over the course of a survey, ma'am, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again whether you agree or disagree with the following. The first one says, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the U.S. and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, what about this one? Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Agree, but not strongly, just agree.
Agree somewhat. No problem.
Yes.
All right, ma'am. Well, these last questions, ma'am. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have my bachelor's degree.
Okay, ma'am. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, unemployed, a student, or homemaker?
I am employed. I work, full time.
Okay. No problem. Would you say you're married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
Single.
Okay, ma'am. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay, would you say a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
You know, unfortunately, I'm a strong Democrat just because we don't have a better alternative.
I see, ma'am. Not a problem. Would you say you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. Although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No. She's 36. So, yeah. So.
No problem. Do you have a child who attended a charter or private school or homeschool in the last 10 years?
Nope.
Okay, ma'am.
Grandchildren, ma'am.
No problem, ma'am. Well, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I call myself liberal, but I don't know if I'd be called liberal by some very liberal people. So I'm kind of a moderate liberal.
Well, because you can also say very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative.
I would say somewhat liberal.
Okay, ma'am. How often would you say you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Never.
Okay, ma'am. And just tell me for each of the following descriptions, if this applies to you or anybody in your household. For example, the first one says, is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Would you say that applies to you or someone else in your household?
I would say that I went through a born-again experience, so you can say I'm born again.
Okay, ma'am, not a problem. What about is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Would you say that applies to you or somebody in your household?
No, I would not.
No problem, ma'am. And how would you describe the area where you live in? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural? Okay, ma'am, well, that concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful. Thank you for your feedback, ma'am. Have a nice day.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, you too. And I'm sorry for the long-winded.
No, it's okay. No, ma'am, it's okay. Thank you for your feedback. Have a nice day, ma'am.
Take care. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.